Bekutta Sichas Chelik Yud Zayin Parashat Tzav Sicha Beis. From Pasuk Eish Tamida Tugad Al Mizbeach Loisir, but on the Pasuk a constant fire should burn upon the Mizbeach, it should not be extinguished, which is what the Pasuk says, is Rashi Matik Deverter. Rashi quotes the words from the Pasuk Eish Tamid, a constant fire, when his Mefarish, and he explains the fire about which it says that it should be constant, which is he's referring to the fire upon the Mizbeach. That's the one from which the lamps on the Menorah should be lit. What does it say about the lamps on the Menorah? About the lamps on the Menorah, it also says it should be constant. So what it's teaching us is the fact that it says Tamid here and Tamid there, that the menorah should also be lit from the outer mizbeach. The Pashas Lerman, so the simple meaning of this Rashi would be, as Rashi meinda bavarnen demvar tamid, that Rashi is trying to explain what is the significance of the word constant, because the word tamid, constant, seems to be unnecessary here. Why? Because if it's merely to tell us that the fire on the Mizbeach has to be burning constantly without interruption, there should be a fire burning on the Mizbeach, it should not be extinguished. Why does it have to say a constant fire? In fact, this is what it says in the previous pasuk. The fire on the mizbeach should burn; it should not be extinguished, which is enough to tell us that it should be constant. Why does it have to add the word constant? Vozgitzu in them their var tomit. So, what is added by adding the word tomit? The Rebbe learned Rashi, so therefore Rashi explains to us as the verter eish tomit redden do wegen the eish amenoira, that the word tomid over here is really a throwback to the fire on the menorah. Was vert ongeruf ner tomid, which is called a lamp which is constant, as ir tukad hadloka, so it's telling us here that the lighting of that lamp, which is called tomid, should be lit, kumt fun eish mizbeach, should come from the fire of the mizbeach. That's what the Tamid here is teaching us, something related to the menorah rather than to the mizbeach. This is aber nicht verstandig, but we have to understand about this. Number one, the ganze parsha doret wegen dem mizbeach vinyona, because this whole parsha is not talking at all about the menorah. It's talking about the mizbeach and all the matter surrounding the mizbeach. Koil wegen eish eif mizbeach, including the fire on the mizbeach, that it should be constant. Tavi kumto befratel apasik bepshudishlo mikra, al pepshudishlo mikra. So how would it fit, especially according to the simple reading of the psukim pshudishlo mikra? Why would it not? Would the Torah insert over here adin vegen eish menorah, something that's related to the fire of the menorah? Thus was the pasik is meisad umvart tamid, and this that the Torah adds the word tamid. We could explain the word, the addition of the word tamid here, in the simply as the pasuk zoktes slip teisus ad gashuf and tmidius, that the Torah is trying to put an emphasis on the fact that it should be constant. So it adds the word tamid. And also he wants to put it in a positive sense. Till now it says it shouldn't be extinguished, but he also wants to say that the fire should be constant. The positive side of that idea, that it shouldn't be extinguished, it should burn constantly. And that's why the Torah adds the word tamid. That's how it could be explained in the simple meaning. That it has to be constant, onken hesek, without interruption, on v'mezet taka. And as we see, in fact, as the Eben Ezra, v'siz from the Rosh Pashtani Amikra, that Eben Ezra, who is also one of the main commentators on the simple meaning of the pasuk, Taich Taka, he in fact interprets it this way, as the word tamid kumt meisiv zayin, that the word tamid comes to add the inyan from tmidius by eish from mizbeach, that it's talking about the mizbeach, not about the menorah. So he in fact explains it that way. So Rashi could have been explaining it that way too. So we have to understand why Rashi wants to insist that it should move over to the menorah. Uncha chazad the pirush in Rashi is genuma from Medrash Razal. And although it's true that this comment, the way Rashi explains it, is not his own, he takes it from Medrashim, that our sages did say it in the, did explain it in this way, in the Gemara and so on, is the Chiedua Vishengeret Filmol. It's well known, and we've heard, it's been discussed in the Sichas many times, as a Filo Medrash Razal, Vos Rashi brings Zei Befirush Elatera, that even those explanations that Chazal give, that Rashi quotes in his commentary on the Torah, Seine Mucher Pepshut Shlomikra, he only does it when it's necessary and essential to explain the simple meaning of the pasuk. Aber frad wenn der pirush vert in pirush rashi nicht gebracht mit den lashon rabbi seinu dor shul giyetzabe, and especially when Rashi doesn't preface that explanation by saying that our sages expounded. When he says sages expounded, it's a hint. It already explains to us. It gives us an insight that this may not be perfectly according to Pshuto Shel Mikra. But if he doesn't say that, he simply quotes the way they explain it, that means that he feels that it fits with the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Was von dem ist verstandig, als der Pirush ist noch mehr Muchrach vom Pshat HaKsuv HaMatzmei. Therefore, since Rashi doesn't say anything about, like Rabbi Seinu Darshu, it must mean that his explanation fits with the Pshuto Shel Mikra. So we have to understand, why does Tamid relating to the Menorah fit better to the Pshuto Shel Mikra than that Tamid was added to add emphasis to the constant fire that should burn on the Mizbeach? Number two, Nochmer. And the question becomes even more pronounced. Rashi Alein, Hotfir Mefarish Geven, Rashi explained earlier, as Riba Kan Yikidus Harbe, the Torah gives many, mentions the word the fire, the flame that burns on the Mizbeach. He mentions it again and again. Al Moikta, one word that the Torah uses, Moikta, Be'esh al Mizbeach Tukad Bay, and the fire in the Mizbeach should burn upon it. Then it says, Ve'esh al Mizbeach Tukad Bay, the fire in the Mizbeach shall burn upon it. Eish Tomid Tukad al Mizbeach, and he adds this one, this Pasuk too, that a constant fire should burn on the Mizbeach. And why does it repeat? Why is it repeated four times? Kulon nidushu b'mesechta yuma. Rashi tells us that all of them were explained in mesechta yuma. Shenechleku rabbeinu b'midina ma'arachus shayusham. Our sages argued about the number of pyres of fires that were burning on the mizbeach at the same time. And there were some that say there were four fires burning at the same time. Some say three, and so on. Das heißt, dass der Pasuk Eish Tomit Tukad Vegeimer redt wegen einer von den Marachas für seine Gewehren auf dem Mizbeach. So in other words, Rashi himself said that the Eish Tomit, our Pasuk, Eish Tomit Tukad Lo Mizbeach, is talking about one of the fires that were burning on the Mizbeach. Hein Viteich Rashi bepirushe auf unser Pasuk. So then how does Rashi come in his explanation of our Pasuk, as does Gate of Eisha Menorah, that it really refers to the fire on the Menorah, not the fire on the Mizbeach, when he himself said that this is one of the, it refers to one of the fires that were burning on the Mizbeach. Number three, Nochmer, and even more so. In Dem Pasaguf is Rashi Gleich Mefarash Asiyumai Loi Sirbe Gate of Eisha Mizbeach. Rashi himself, in the next Rashi, immediately says that Loi Sirbe is talking about the fire on the Mizbeach, Loi Sirbe. So Rashi himself acknowledges twice, not once, and even in this very pasuk itself, that it's talking about the fire on the Mizbeach, and suddenly the word Tamid is referring to the fire on the Menorah. So that seems to leave a question. Beis, Mevolt Giken Faremferen, Vimeforshim Lernen Takain. Perhaps we could answer it in a way that some of the commentaries do, in fact, explain it this way. As the Pasuk Eish Tomid, Shalatzme is Rashi Nishmeitze Medei Pshutai, that the Pasuk Eish Tomid, our Pasuk, the Pasuk itself he doesn't take out of its literal simple meaning. When the ganze Pasuk read wegen dem Arochai vim Mizbeach, and in fact, yes, it's talking about the fire that burns on the Mizbeach. So what then is he saying? Rashi kumt nor mefarer sein. Rashi is only trying to explain. As von dem Wort Tomid da ba Mizbeach, that by adding the word Tomid, here in the case of the Mizbeach, is for an uplearning of Eish HaMenorah. It is a sort of, it draws our attention and draws a parallel to the fire of the Menorah. By Velchesh de Tamid, where it also says Tamid, as Oich Ed, Afrangetz and Averim from Eish HaMizbeach, that also the Menorah should be lit from the fire on the Mizbeach. But not to say, in other words, that the whole pasuk is talking about the menorah. No, certainly not. It's talking about the fire that's burning on the mizbeach. But the Torah inserts the word tamid in order to draw the parallel to the menorah, so that we know. Did I say menorah before? I meant that the pasuk is talking about the mizbeach, but the word tamid is only there to draw the parallel to the menorah, so that we know that the menorah also should be lit from the fire which is burning on the mizbeach. But it's difficult to say that this is the answer, because number one, because then Rashi should have said that our sages learn from here, or from here they learn. In other words, that the simple meaning of the pasuk still remains, that it's talking about the mizbeach. But they also learned an additional teaching that the menorah should also be lit from here. That would sort of clarify that this kind of teaching, that it's talking about the Mizbeach, but there's also something more to be learned about the Menorah. But he doesn't say that. He just teaches as if it's directly referring to the Menorah. Number two, Rashi is matik from Pasuk Eichdem Vort Eish. In the quote that he brings from the Pasuk, he says also the word fire. Eish tamid, a constant fire. Und euch bepirushet teitsch darab zusammen mit dem Wort tamid, euch dem Wort eish. And Rashi also, in his commentary itself, he also explains the word eish alongside tamid. Eish shenem about tamid, that it's the fire about whom it says that it should be burned constantly. Das heißt, tamid is metar dem eish. In other words, that the word tamid, constant, is describing the fire which is in this pasuk, which they do in them pasuk. So the eish is the tamid and the eish are both referring to the fire that's burning on the mizbeach, not that it's going, that the tamid is really referring to the fire on the menorah. Number three, another thing that's difficult, from arichas haloshim bepirush Rashi, from the way Rashi he expounds on it, he doesn't say it briefly. He talks about it again, at length. Af he me'ala mizbeach achitzen tukah, that also that fire should be taken from upon the mizbeach, the outer mizbeach, and lit from there. Is fashtanik as taych do ein in hemshach hakosav tukah al mizbeach. So it also seems from the way Rashi says it that the tamid is referring to the fire which is on the mizbeach, rather than the fire that's on the menorah. So it just, the way Rashi seems to be saying it, it all refers to the fire on the mizbeach. And so then, how does it relate away to the fire on the menorah? Gimel. So seine Dome Forschim, was verämpferen des Stiere zwischen die Demonte Pirusha Rashi. There are some commentators that explain this apparent contradiction between these Rashis, as the Pasuk Eish Tamid Tukah Alam Mizbeach, Verte Mesechte Yumen Nish Gedashim and Negei Dem Arachis, that the Pasuk over here, Eish Tamid Tukah Alam Mizbeach, in Mesechte Yumen is not explained as meaning, as talking about the different fires that burnt on the Mizbeach. In other words, Rashi said that it's mentioned four times the word Tukad, each one relating to another fire that is burning on Mizbeach, but they say that in Miyuma, this Pasuk is not actually used for that, as if the word Eish Tamid Tukah Mizbeach Leisichba is referring to another fire burning on the Mizbeach. Nor Malerin Tob the Alam Arachas from the Friedike Psukim, but that rather we learn all of the different fires from the earlier mentions of the word Tukad or Moikto, references to fire. Und das was Rashi Zokulim Nidushu Mesechta Yuma, Vecholu, B'minin HaMarachas, and this that Rashi says that all of them are expounded and taught in Masechta Yuma as referring to the number of fires, is the snar litzayin by velchen inyan Masechta Chazal Darshan and the Psukim. He's only sort of pointing you in the direction of Masechta Yuma. This is where it's discussed, but the Eish Tamid is not actually brought as one of those Psukim which relate to the fire of the Mizbeach itself. So in other words, that this pasuk is in fact speaking about the fire on the menorah. That's how they want to answer it. But based on what we know, how specific and very accurate and very particular Rashi is with the words that he uses, is moving as the teretz is in ganzenish glatik. So we understand that this answer is not very, doesn't seem smooth and doesn't seem to work in the Rashi's words. Varam oib, nor oif zum etzayin sein dem ord vude psukim veren gedarshent. Because if Rashi only meant to bring, to point you to Yuma, that you could look at over there, it would have been enough if Rashi would have said, Kulam Nidush of Masechta Yuma, this was all talked about in explain the Masechta Yuma, and that would send you to look in Masechta Yuma, and he wouldn't have to go through detailing every single pasuk where it says Tukad and how many there are and so on. That seems to be explaining much more than simply giving you an address where to look it up. V'megifint kam upon Pirusha, as we find many times in Rashi's commentaries, that when he wants to send you to look somewhere, he just tells you where to go to look, and he doesn't tell you what it says there. Muzman on them, and so therefore we have to accept as does Vasrashi Zokt that therefore when Rashi says that our sages argued about the number of fires on the Mizbeach, this is what he's trying to explain. That is part and parcel or integral to his commentary in that Rashi. And therefore, so he is talking about Eish Tamid, meaning referring to the fire on the Mizbeach. So the question comes back, it seems contradictory if over there he says that it's talking about the fire on the Mizbeach, and here he says it's talking about the fire on the menorah. Dalit. The bir bazeh. So the explanation of this whole thing. The teichem from Vort Tamid is Rashi Mefarash Frir by the menorah. Rashi already explained what the meaning of the word Tamid is. He already explained it by the menorah. He said, Kol Laila V'Laila Kori Tamid. The fact that it's lit every night, that is enough to qualify it as being constant. Like it says in the pasuk, Oilas Tamid, a constant Oila, which means it should happen every day. But it only happens once a day, or twice a day. So also by the special mincha that the Kohen Gadol brought. Nemar Tomid, over there too it says constant. But it only means it was done once in the morning, once half of it in the morning, half of it at night. So in other words, it wasn't that there was constantly an oila being brought on the Mizbeach. It just means that every single day it happened. Happened twice a day. But that's enough to call it Tomid. So that's how Rashi explains the word Tomid, that it means constant in that way. And since that's how Rashi explained the word Tamid, is doch schein schwer zu sagen l'shitas Rashi. So then it becomes difficult to say in the way Rashi explains Tamid, as the word Tamid benit nidan kum meiser sein beinian hat midis bis man of them was the pasuk zogt eish Tamid tukad l'sirbe. So then, what exactly is the word Tamid adding to what it says already in the pasuk, in this very pasuk? It should never be extinguished. So what does Tamid add? Tamid weakens that concept. Tamid doesn't even mean constant, that it should be all the time. Tamid could mean every day the Mizbeach should be lit up. So therefore, what is Tamid adding here? Varam adarabba, because to the contrary, loy sirbe meint as the eish dav brennen on ibereis, because loy sirbe means much more than Tamid. Loy sirbe means it should never be interrupted at all. Aber Tamid kemeinen But the word tamid can mean merely that it should be burning every day. There should be a fire on the Mizbeach. For how long? An hour, whatever, a certain period, or a part of the night. So tamid doesn't add anything to the word leisichbe. And like I said, it doesn't even have to mean the whole day or the whole night, a part of the day. And the Riba learned Rashi, so therefore Rashi explains as them as mit them posik eish tamid, that by the posik adding the word eish tamid kum de teira marbe zayn an ander eish. Therefore, the word tamid over here is not adding anything to the importance of the constant fire burning on the Mizbeach. So therefore, what is it coming to tell you? It must be telling you something else altogether. It's talking about a different fire. About that fire, it also says Tamid, not Leisichbe. It just says Tamid. And it's telling you that that fire about which it says Tamid should be lit from the Mizbeach's fire. So basically it boils down to that the word Tamid doesn't add anything to Leisichbe, so therefore it must be teaching something else altogether. Loi dem is like moving, and based on this we can also understand was be'ez Rashi brings frier arop yikidus harbe, that when Rashi mentions earlier that there are many mentions of the word the fire should be burning, is this number one, is a zichnish mistapik mitten zogen ribe kan yikidus harbe, it's not enough for Rashi to say that over here he mentioned many times the word fire, and he rely on you that you'll count it and you'll see that it's four, not a brengt al erta, but that he actually quotes each time that it says oich dem pasuk eish tamid, including our pasuk eish tamid. So that's one thing that has to be understood. And number two, arichas aloshim for Rashi, the fact that he goes on to verbalize a lot, riba, harbe, and so on, he could have simply said, arbe yikidus kan, al moikta, there's four times mentioned the word yikidus, fires, and he can tell you even what they are, al moikta v'cholu. And number three, a third thing, vos noch dem v'yezokt kulim nidush v'masechti yuma, after he tells us that they were all explained in masechti yuma, is a meisif. He adds even more to that. Because our sages argue about the number of fires that burnt on the Mizbeach. So why does he add that? For Rashi is doch eisen zum adgezein, as the pirush da is tolly in the chilukadeus, was einen da, beminin amarachas. So in other words, Rashi is trying to tell us that the explaining the words over here, why it says four times, is based on how many fires each, you know, the different opinions hold about how many fires there were in the Mizbeach. In other words, the two are related, and Rashi wants to explain it here, that point. So how do we understand these three details? Bibald as Riba Khan, since Rashi says he added over here many times the word fire, is Mistaba Loimer, so therefore it's logical to say, as B'Pshutus Mikra, in the simple understanding of it, as Ali Yekidus Regn, Redenwegen kan Mizbeach, that all of these mentions of fire are referring to here. What is here? Here is the discussion of the Mizbeach. That's what these psukim are talking about. According to the one that says that there were four fires burning on the Mizbeach every day, so therefore the pasuk, our pasuk that we are dealing with, the constant fire should burn on the Mizbeach, must also be included with the fires which are referring to the different fires that are burning on the Mizbeach. This one too must be naming a fire that has to burn on the Mizbeach, an independent fire. And according to that opinion, there's nothing to explain. It makes perfect sense that it says four times the word yikida, or the word lighting the fire, or burning of the fire, because it needs to teach you about four fires. Well, the Shittase that men muzim b'deichek einlernen them taich from Tamid al daravid Rabbi the Ben Eben Ezra learned akiyetzabai. And according to this comment, according to this opinion, that this time it was also necessary, and it's talking about the Mizbeach, because he needs to find four mentions of fires, because he holds that there were four fires on the Mizbeach. So then what's the word Tamid doing here? Tamid doesn't add anything to this. So he will have to explain it at least. It's not such a smooth explanation, but he'll explain it the way the Eben Ezra said, which is that it's just bringing emphasis to the fire that is on the Mizbeach, but it's talking about the fire in the Mizbeach, not talking about the fire on the Menorah, because he needs four fires to be talking about the fire on the Mizbeach. Loit the andere deyasaba, but according to the other opinions, as zaining event, nishmer vitzvei of the dry marochas, that there were no more than two or three fires burning on the Mizbeach, so then what's the extra one here? Is Rashi mefarer? So Rashi comes to explain, as yahab ma'ay chayachachav v'mshudashum mikra, that they also learned the number of fires that were burning on the Mizbeach, in their opinion, from the Psukim. For him canal, because as we said before, it's glatta to zogna as eish tamid redveg ne menayra, because of the problem with the word tamid, that it doesn't seem to belong here, it makes more sense to say that the word eish tamid is talking not about the fire in the Mizbeach, but about the fire on the menayra. And therefore, there are no four fires. There's only three. And the question would go, we have to explain the two, but at least the three is easily explained. As tukat me'alam is beach, das is der pirush l'pip shudosh l'mikra. And that the meaning of tukad means not that it should burn on the Mizbeach, but it's talking about the light of the menorah that should be lit from the Mizbeach. And that's the simple meaning. Und die Yekidus beim Mizbeach sind in Harbe, mehr von eins, oder nicht vier, aber nicht vier. And that, according to this, it still fits to say that there are many mentions of fires on the Mizbeach, but it's not talking about four. He doesn't say four, he says Harbe, many, meaning more than one, at least two, even three, but not four. So that's therefore it works. Rashi is, it works with these two Rashi's work alongside each other very well. Vav, from the inyanim afloim al derech ha'alocha in Pirush Rashi, from the unexpected gems that we find in Rashi. In this case, in the area of halacha, by kamed dinim v'zei teichen is zusammengestellt von zwei pratim v'zeinen tolle zebezet, by a number of halachas which there are details, many details which bring together the halacha, and these things depend on each other. Kumt of the shaila, the question often comes up. Wo ist der Ike Prat Vesibbe und was ist der Ike Prat Vesibbe und was ist der Prat Hamesuvav? When the two details come together, sometimes you have to understand which is the root cause which leads to a certain result. Which one is of these two details is the root and which one is the result? And sometimes there are two ways to look at it, as he gives an example. Uladugma, for instance. Bei Shtei Alechem was mis Makri v'chagashvus. By the carbon called the two breads which are brought on Shavuos, is the din, the halacha is, as the zav zayin mincha chadasha, that the flour that they use, the grain that they use to bring this carbon mincha to shtei alechem, has to be from the new crop. From the tvua chadasha, from the new crop, und far de shtei alechem tarmen von tvua chadasha nishmakr zayin kein andere mincha, and before this carbon the shtei alechem that's brought on Shavuos, you're not allowed to bring any other carbon mincha from the new crop in Beis Hamikdash, in the Beis Hamikdash. In other words, that this has to be the first mincha of the new crop. Stelt sich de shaila, so the question comes up, vos is da der ike de sibbe, what is the main thing and what is the result? Tzidos is din shtei alechem Is this a condition of the two that the carbon called the shtei alechem? Azay muzen zayin the esh the mincha from the nayat fua, that the shtei alechem must be from the first mincha brought from the new crop. On alts mesubav, and therefore as a result of that, from them as a mesubav from them, tormen fardem nish makar zayin fun chadosh kein under mincha. Therefore, because the mincha, the shtei alechem has to be the very first mincha from the new crop, therefore we understand that we're not allowed to bring any other mincha before that one from the new crop, because then that one won't be from the new crop. So the source of the halacha is the shtei alechem has to be the first mincha from the new crop. Therefore, you can't bring any other mincha from the new crop before that, because that will compromise its status as the new, as the first mincha. Or there is another way of looking at it. Das is din adin. This is adin as a darfen haben. Das is adin menachas. This is adin which applies to all carbon mincha. As a darfen haben amater, that they need something that will sort of release the new crop, that now you can use the new crop for mincha. In order that you should be able to bring a carbon mincha from the new crop, it needs something to release the new crop. The release of the new crop is once you've brought the shtei alechem, that releases the new crop, and from now on, any mincha can be brought from the new crop. In other words, as does was the shtei alechem zayin the erste from the tvur chadasha, the fact that the shtei alechem is the first one of the new crop is a tzulib mate zayin durch dem the menachas menachadosh. It's not about the shtei alechem carbon. It's about the other carbon mincha. You cannot bring a carbon mincha from any other, from any new crop until the shtei alechem has released the new crop, and therefore now you're able to bring the carbon mincha. And what's the difference how you look at it? There are a number of differences about how you look at it. They have practical results. So mehem, one example is, for instance, if somebody, for some reason, they did bring a carbon mincha from the new crop before the tu shtei alechem, sie bleibt euch noch dem der Isse zu makar sein an andere Mincha von Tvur Chadasha. Can you now continue to bring other carbon minchas from the new crop even before the Shtei Alechem? So it depends. Oy the tam is weil Shtei Alechem darf sein der erste von der Nayev Tvur. If the reason why you're not allowed to bring any other mincha is because the Shtei Alechem must always be the first one, is vibal the shtei alechem kenishme saivi nizayin the erste. So since now, because you've already brought another carbon mincha before the shtei alechem, so the shtei alechem is not going to be the first one in any case. Whatever happens in the future, it's never going to be the first one anymore this year. Is b'melushen etchayach can isur in them. So therefore, it's no longer prohibited to bring other carbon minchas from the new crop because the shtei alechem is already not going to be the first one anyway. And you can continue to bring carbon minchas from the new crop even before the shtei alechem. Oy baber, hadasim etzadem was mitornish makar zayin a mincha minachadosh. Heide the shtei alechem zayin es matir. But if you say that the reason you can't bring other carbon minchas from before the shtei alechem is because you need the shtei alechem to release the new crop, that it's now permitted to use other for other minchas as well. Is there iser oich don nochdem v'imen hatshoim makriv given a mincha minachadosh? So then the prohibition to bring any other carbon mincha before the shtei alechem still continues. The fact that you violated in the case of one mincha and you brought it from the new crop before the shtei alechem doesn't mean that you can bring any other ones, because the shtei alechem has not yet released the new crop. And therefore, you would have to And therefore, you would continue to have to bring the new minchas from any other mincha from the old crop until the shtei alechem, releases the new crop for other minchas as well. So there is the difference. So a similar question can be posed in regards to our situation. The chiyuv to madlik zayin the menorah from mizbeach hachitzen, this obligation that you must light the menorah from the fire of the mizbeach. You can ask the question, is this something that pertains to the menorah? The menorah needs to be lit from the mizbeach hachitzen. As the eish ha-menorah dav zayin from mizbeach hachitzen, that the fire of the menorah must be lit from the mizbeach. So that's something that is connected to the menorah. Or do we say, no, this is something that is mentioned in regards to the Mizbeach. That's where this halacha is brought. In regards to the Mizbeach, Mamela, therefore, Negei the Mizbeach. It's something that really pertains to the Mizbeach, which is from M, Darf Menem, and the Eish, Onsetin, the Menorah. That a part of the function of the Mizbeach is that you should take fire from there in order to light the Menorah. What would be the difference from the nafkamina bazer? One of the differences would be oyb meiza tamin zishtok and esha mizbeach. What happens if there is no fire burning on a mizbeach for whatever reason? See, is das ma'akev de adloka from the menorah? Would you say, okay, if there's no fire from which to from the mizbeach from which to light the menorah, so we won't light the menorah because the menorah must be lit from the mizbeach. So there are two ways to look at it. Oyb das is that din b'menorah. If you'll say that this is something that pertains to the menorah, is b'shas in ishtok hanesha mizbeach, so if there's no fire from which to light the menorah from the mizbeach, kemen ishons in the menorah, then don't light the menorah, because that's an integral part of lighting the menorah, that it has to come from the mizbeach. Oy, babados adin mizbeach, but if you'll say, no, this is something which is a matter relating to the mizbeach. In other words, that the mizbeach, one of the things that the mizbeach needs to do is light the menorah. But the menorah could be lit. It's not essential to the menorah that it must be lit from the mizbeach. So therefore, if there is a situation in which there is no fire in the mizbeach, fault of the chiyuv, then this issue of lighting the menorah from the mizbeach no longer pertains, because there is no fire of the Mizbeach, so the Mizbeach is released from that obligation, and the as to the Menorah, find another fire for the Menorah. When we can't madlig zayin the Menorah from an underation, you can light the Menorah from some other fire. Al derech halacha is mashma. So according to halacha, it would seem as dosis adin and adlokas eish la Menorah, it would logically, it would seem that this is something that pertains to the Menorah. As a staff come from Mizbeach Achitzen, that the menorah must be lit from the Mizbeach, from the outer Mizbeach. But from them, was Rashi is Mishana from Loshon Razal. But from Rashi, it seems different, because he changes from what our sages tell us. They said, Eish Tomet Shamarti Lecha, that this fire, which it's written that it should be constant, Loitei Ela Bereish Shom Mizbeach Achitzen, should only come from the Mizbeach, from the top of the Mizbeach. But Rashi doesn't quote it in the same way. Unschreibt, he changes it a little bit. He says, Afhi me'al Mizbeach achitzen tukat, that too should be taken from the outer Mizbeach. Not, it should not be only from the Mizbeach. That too should be taken from the Mizbeach achitzen. From the Mizbeach Achitzen. So from the first, the way the Razal say it, it seems that it can come only from the Mizbeach Achitzen. In other words, that it's something pertaining to the Menorah, that it must come from the Mizbeach Achitzen. Rashi rephrases it slightly and he says, the fire of the Menorah too also should be from the Mizbeach Achitzen. In other words, that it is something about the Mizbeach that says that one of the functions of the Mizbeach is that it too should light the menorah. So it's about the Mizbeach. Is mashma, so it seems from Rashi, Yados is a din, the Mizbeach achitzen, that this is something that is relating to the Mizbeach. As zayin eish, daf oich, the andere ikid is da, zayin der was is von em, vert gezund eish a menorah, that the Mizbeach has many functions. For instance, there are many different fires burning on the Mizbeach for different reasons. And one of the things that is going on the Mizbeach is we need to take fire from the Mizbeach in order to light the menorah. But it's about the Mizbeach. So therefore it would come out that what happens if there's no fire in the Mizbeach? Light the menorah from somewhere else. Ubefrat az oich moving bepashas haksuvim canal. And especially that the simple reading of the Psukim also seems that way. Hayes the Torah had gestelled them limud in the Parsha for a seretzach veng the eish from his Mizbeach HaChitzen. Since the Torah places this teaching that you should light the menorah from the Mizbeach, where is that written? Not in the laws of the menorah. It's written in the laws of the Mizbeach. So the simple reading of the Psukim also lend themselves to this interpretation that this is a condition of the fires in the Mizbeach, and it's not a condition for the menorah, unish from the parsha menorah. So therefore, from Rashi, an unexpected gem that we find from this Rashi is that Rashi seems to read it, at least in the simple meaning of the psukim, that this is a condition about what needs to be done with the fire of the mizbeach, and not how does the menorah have to be lit. Zayin, the Torah from them by Avedas Hashem. What does this teach us in our own personal avodah? The kelim v'zizayin given in Mishkan or Migdash tells us b'chol of tzvei sugim, the different implements that were in the furnishings of the Beis HaMikdash can be divided into two categories. The kelim v'zizayin gishtanim b'fnim, the ones that were inside in the inner sanctum. Mizbeach HaPnimi, which are the inner Mizbeach, the one for the Ketores, the golden Mizbeach, Menorah, the Menorah which was inside, the Shulchan that was inside. And then there is the outer ones, the Mizbeach HaChitzen, the Mizbeach that stood in the courtyard of the Mizbeach, not inside the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Is in Avedas HaAdam, Zaininus, the Tzvei Eifanei Avedah. In regards to Avedas HaAdam, we know that every part of the Beis HaMikdash relates to a personal, to the personal Beis HaMikdash within every Jew. So how does this divide in Avedah? The Avedah Mitzich HaLeim Bifnim, there is the Avedah which one does internally with themselves. On the Avedah was Tzutan, on Peil Zainah, Fatzveit Nidin, and then there is the Avedah which is done for the outside, externally. How to affect, influence another Jew. So, Mekarev Zayin Oich, Diva Zayin in Chutz, to bring closer all those people that are also on the outside, Unchelke Bechutz, and as well as how you influence your part of the world, your area in the world, that belongs to you, for you to refine. That's also called Chutz, the outside. Similar to the outer Mizbeach, from which the karbonos that belonged to any Jew and every Jew were brought on that Mizbeach. The inner Mizbeach was used more for Ketores, only something that was internal, but every Jew could bring a karbon on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. In other words, the Mizbeach HaChitzen is the place where we refine all kinds of things, people, all kinds of things in the world, and so on. And more specifically, Hadlokas HaMenorah is the Inyan HaTorah. When we talk about the Menorah, which is more internal, that's talking about, that refers to Torah, relates to Torah. K'meshul Kosev, as the Pasuk says, Kineir Mitzvah V'Torah Oir, the light of a mitzvah and the Torah, which is light. Or, in other words, that the menorah is referring more to Torah. When I've then stated lahalus ner tovin, in regards to this, it says the menorah. It says it should be a constant flame, v'chi of Talmud Torah, which is similar to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is constant. There is never a time that a person is exempt from Torah, unless there is something specific that exempts them. Mashenke mitzvahs, whereas mitzvahs are not constant. Befrad, you know, there are specific times when specific mitzvahs have to be done. Befrad b'shas says teirosim nasi, especially when somebody is his, so to speak, his profession is teira. Demeltiz mem bepchinus ner tamid. Then a person is in a state of constant flame. There's constant light. You have to produce constant teira. Shtendig mekushim et neivishin. A person is constantly connected to Hashem through his study of teira. Ken Ayeshev El Tainin, so a person that is involved in the constant study of Torah can say, Vibald Ken Zain, in a Ungetzunen Menorah, since I could spend my time in an illuminated menorah, in a menorah that is constantly burning. When an anoifim from lahalus ner tamid, as the pasuk says, that it should be constantly burning. Darfa nisht onkel mitzvah mitzvah, so what do I have to lower myself to do mitzvahs? Afil nisht mitzvah, that is not even a mitzvah which will, it passes, if I don't do it, it's gone. So I could pass up that mitzvah, even that kind of a mitzvah, because I'm involved in something which is constant, Torah. When Allah has come of a kama, certainly then, if he doesn't even want to have to do with do mitzvahs, so then certainly not worldly matters, or to involve himself with another Jew who in comparison to the level of a person that is sitting in Torah all the time, this Jew would have to be considered somebody on the outside, because he's very far from the study of Torah. Why do I have to lower myself from the constant light that I'm exposed to go down to someone that is far from that? If them come the Torah, to this comes to the lesson, as the menorah ved darf ungetzun veren from his beach, that the menorah, the Jew that is studying Torah all the time, who is called a menorah, where does he get his light from? It has to be lit from the outside mizbeach. When avad is dod mizbeach apnimi, and certainly there is also the inner mizbeach, the avad anilus from the eden mitzich, which is referring to the avad that a person works with his within himself, within themselves. Aber der eira menoyde tzinzich on nish from mizbeach apnimi, but even though there is the inner mizbeach, which refers to a more internal avad, which is a higher level avad than the outer mizbeach. But where does the menorah get lit? Not from the inner mizbeach, not from within yourself, your own avayda. Chod sher is gishtana b'samachle, even though the menorah was very close to the inner mizbeach, it was right there. Varem dos is the avayda from pnimiyus halev, nor daf and vos dos is the avayda from pnimiyus, and the avayda of pnimi is, we're talking about an inner level of the avayda, which is called the inner heart, the inner level of the heart, something very close to the person, something very internal, something very holy. But that's not what you light the menorah from. Nor dafke from mizbeach achitzen, that has to be lit from the outer mizbeach. Nochmer, even more so, b'divri Rashi kumtois, from Rashi it comes out as the eish, that this fire, noch zayin dikayv the mizbeach achitzen, even when it's on the outer mizbeach, is a shem fabunim mit eisha menorah. Even as it's out there on the mizbeach, it's already connected to the menorah. In dem inyum fun avaydus ha'adam, how does that mean? What does that mean in avaydus ha'adam? B'chtei, as b'am yeshev, how do we see that from Rashi? Because Rashi is saying that this whole idea, that it has to be, that the menorah has to be lit from the outer mizbeach, is a connected to the outer mizbeach. In other words, there's something about the outer mizbeach which needs to affect the menorah. This is something that exists on the outer mizbeach. In them, inyan from avodas adam. What does this mean in avodas adam? Bechtei as b'am yoshev oil zozach on sin nuleichten dem eish von oira teira. What that would mean is that in order for the Jew that is sitting and studying teira all the time, if he wants to be illuminated by the light of the teira that he's learning, dafem freir zayne geya as oich ba eden das gefinzer bechutz. It can only happen if he cares about another Jew that is sitting on the outside. So brennen und leichten der Nerevay Nishmasodim, that by him too should be illuminated the light of his neshama, the light of Hashem within his neshama. Und demolt esht kenet oifleichten dem Nerevay mit den Eurateiden. Only then, if he cares and he's interested and he's involved in illuminating another Yid soul, only then will his Torah be illuminated. The only way that the Mizbeach, the Menorah, will be illuminated is if it's connected already on the outside. While it's still on the outer Mizbeach, it's already connected to him. Then can he hope to illuminate himself. And this connection between the Menorah and the outer Mizbeach, meaning to say that every Yid should be involved in illuminating the outside. Is a vazeful negei is so essential as does vet nirmes in unser pasuk mit dem Wort tamid, that in our pasuk it's emphasized by saying the word tamid, constant. For in the inu von tamid, the tmidius in the maveda von Yeshua oil, because this constance, which the avoda of somebody who's sitting and learning has the constance to it, as we know that the chiyuv to learn Torah is constant. That can only happen, the constance of it can only happen if the Jew that is studying Torah is also exposed to the difficulties of the outside, to the challenges that are posed by the outside. And also that he's busy and he's involved in having an effect on Jews on the outside. Demel de Grechter. In Zayin Aveda from Limudat Torah, only then can he reach, through his service of studying Torah, to the Maila from Tmidius, to this level of constance, only after he's exposed to the Mizbeach HaChitzin. When you're exposed to the outside, and when you work with the outside, that's where the constance comes from.